no, the animals live next to you.
I'm not sure what you would call it. The horses pick on him. It.
On it.
Mules and donkeys kind of have me perplexed. I'm not really sure. I used to know at one point what made them different, what made one a mule and what made one a donkey, but I have since forgotten.
Is one of those a burro, or is that something different?
I think that's, like them, only a burro, I think, is a little smaller.
Okay.
And I don't know that that's real, but in my mind, that's what I think.
Besides allowing itself to be picked on, how does a mule act? You know, notice anything else about it?
Well, you know, you hear that stubborn is a mule, but yeah. I think that if I had to pick one of the three animals next to me, I would pick the mule.
Mm-hmm. Why that?
It's just more gentle and more. Yeah. Mm, I don't know. I mean, you know, mule was good enough for the Virgin Mary. I guess I'd pick
yeah,
mule
right.
too.
Do you know what the term bronco means? Are you familiar with that?
Bronco.
Yeah.
It's usually a wild. Bucking horse.
Okay. Do you have a term for a string of horses? Have you ever heard of a string of horses being called something?
Just a team.
A team. Mm-hmm. And is there a term? Are you familiar with a term for cattle that's of poor quality?
Yeah, but what's the term? I'll think of it in a minute.
Okay. Or it might be for poor sheep or. Maybe there's a term for poor anything.
I don't know.
You think there's something specifically for that?
Hello.
This may have come back to you during the break. Do you have a term for poor cattle?
I want to say, like, cull. Cull cattle. Or
cull?
Yeah. C-U-L-L? Cull?
Yeah.
I don't know that that's right, but that's what I...
That's what you think.
Something. Along that line.
You think that could be used for sheep too or anything?
Probably.
Okay. A dog of a mixed breed. what would that be called?
A mutt? I don't know.
Or just a dog.
Probably. A dog.
How about do you have a term around here for an orphan horse or lamb or calf or anything?
I don't. The term that I hear used, and I don't know that it's even a proper term, is not a good term.
Okay. So you don't hear, I'm assuming it's not like bum.
No, it would be, the term I hear is bastard calf, but you know, whatever.
Okay.
I don't like it, but that's the term that is used.
Right. But not so much bum or panko or
no.
body?
Pinko and a lamb.
For a lamb.
Yes.
Right. Okay. I'm going to skip this one.
Okay.
let me ask about wild. I've asked you a bit about animals. Do you have any? What about small animals that you would see maybe in the streets or around your house or anything like that?
Cats, dogs.
Okay. What about things like squirrels?
Oh yeah, we have squirrels. Chipmunks here,
okay.
Even here in the park, you can see them.
Do you have prairie dogs?
Out on the prairie.
Okay, but not so much.
No.
What about, like, gophers?
I haven't seen any gophers in town, but I will tell you that last year, for the first time in my life, I saw what I thought was an oversized squirrel. Big. Go running from the corner of the park over, and it ran across the street into the White House, the backyard of that. I thought, that is the biggest squirrel I've ever seen in my life. And the man came out and says, did you see the hedgehog?
Oh, really? That's not
I had no idea. No. Very uncommon.
Okay. What about, do they have turtles in the valley at all?
Some.
Okay.
I don't know what you'd call them. Just turtle. I don't know what kind or...
You see them anywhere? Like down by the river or something?
Amazingly enough, the ones that I have found have been out by the alfalfa fields.
Really?
Uh-huh. No water anywhere.
Huh.
Oh, I, you know, in an irrigation ditch or something once in a while.
Yeah.